Starting out part 6 is Princess Clary.
If there's a prize for rotten judgment, I guess I've already won that. No man is worth the aggravation. That's ancient history, been there, done that. You're dying to cry your heart out. Oh.
That was Princess Clary with I Won't Say from Hercules again. This is apparently the same karaoke as Traviata because I heard the Queen again.
Yes.
And I heard my last of main vocals on the Muses part at the beginning.
Huh? What was it? I didn't catch that, Jeffrey.
You know, at the beginning when the Muse first come in? I heard the lack of main vocal on that again.
I'm
not going crazy.
Okay. This one was a little more of the straightforward, true to the original, out of the ones that we have so far, which kind of made me happy, because it wasn't so many liberties as the other ones had. For me, the vocals sounded a bit low. This is a mixing note, I think. Vocals seemed a bit low on some parts, and because of that, it made it sound like she was holding back a bit in the song for me. This is one of my favorite takes for the song overall. It was pretty, and I think she did the awe at the end as well with the background muses. And Ambigo.
Oh my god, how many of you are going to do this? I know the answer to that, but I wrote that anyways here.
Cause... Actually, we don't know yet because we didn't look at the last ones.
Oh no, I still while you guys were doing it, I was listening. Because I was the one that sent the things. I did listen, and I marked them. I didn't listen to them, but I listened to mark them. How many we know of is how many we're getting. If you haven't guessed by now, this is the song that we were talking about in the beginning. How many of you are going to sing this? I now know the answer to it. I'm still not happy. But I do agree that I think this was one of my more favorite versions of this tonight. How funny that the two that I liked the best of it were the same, were the ones with the with the muses playing cards in the background. Check it.
What in the world?
I have no idea. I agree. This is another. I had the note. I think this is the most true to the movie version so far. The notes were all there. The performance was there. You had levels. There was one section I didn't write it down where you got a little staccato, like with your notes. I didn't write down where exactly it was.
Yeah, I don't have it down either myself.
Yeah, but
I think I might have.
You heard it, but you didn't write it, type of thing.
Or I heard it and it didn't register.
Okay, Why are we checking Queens again? Why are the Muses playing cards? They're supposed to be helping Meg. That is literally a note on my paper here. background noise towards the end.
I unmuted before I actually.
Okay,
I couldn't hear it.
Felt like there, like after the. that there was some kind of like jumbling going on.
Mic moving around or something?
It might have been a mic moving. I really couldn't tell if it was that or if it was part of the track or not. I really couldn't tell. But overall, I thought this was pretty good. Pretty good, Clary. Mm-hmm. Pretty good.
So Clary, I don't really have much to add. after them, they
pretty much your critiques, and I don't have anything to say.
No, because like this, Clary, this Princess Clary, this was good for me. Like, there wasn't really anything I had noted down because I like this a lot. So good job. Yay.
Thank you for doing the first oh no.
Yes.
Yes. Didn't realize that. The first one of the night. Way to go.
I thought I mentioned that in my notes.
You did?
Well, I probably speed through them. People don't notice.
Yeah, sorry.
But yeah, thank you for doing those.
Okay. That was another back-to-back Hercules event. It's Omi saying zero to hero.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we get to the twist, depending on. Yeah, it's going to be very bad for us.
People are going to hate us with all these twists. Because there's like technically two twists built into one in this episode.
That's a good. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
One twist and one that's not really a twist, but it's just part of the competition that we failed to mention to anyone before. This right now is the first time, because we didn't even like talk about this beforehand. This is like the first time anyone's hearing about this built into show twist.
That's true. We like touched upon.
So right now everyone's going, what? That's why people have been asking me how many people are getting cut tonight, and that's part of the reason why. Yes. I can't tell you when people are getting cut tonight. So you'll find out at the end of the episode. So now everyone's like, oh god, what's going on? So
okay, hitting stop.
Okay, done.
Done.
Up next is Aria.
Whatever you do, I'll do it too. Show me everything and tell me how. It all means something and yet nothing to me. There's so much to learn. It's all so close and yet so far. I see myself as people see me. Oh, I just know there's something bigger out there. I wanna know, can you show me? I wanna know about these strangers like me. Tell me more, please show me. Something familiar about these strangers like me. Every gesture, every move that she makes, makes me feel like never before. Why do I have this growing need to be beside her? Beyond the trees, above the clouds, I see before me a new horizon. I wanna know, can you show me? I wanna know about these strangers like me. Tell me more, please show me. Something's familiar about these strangers like me. Come with me now to see. There's beauty beyond your dreams. Can you feel the things I feel right now with you? Take my hand. There's a world I need to know.
Okay,
strangers like me. I wanna know. Tarzan! I love
Finally, a Tarzan.
I love Tarzan. People don't love Tarzan as much as I do, but I love Tarzan. And I loved this aria. You and your perfect pitch, flaunting it about all to and fro and such. See, this is what some other people tonight that had the whole them backing themselves up were missing. This is all you, but the mixing makes it seem like 50 people.
It does.
Because you have the subtle differences, and the mixing, like having some people in one ear and some people in the other ear, makes it blend more.
Fuller,
exactly. It doesn't fall, like, it doesn't seem jumbled and jagged. It's nice and complete and full.
She is, she is the queen of harmonies, after all. It's Aria.
It is Aria, and songs like this just make Aria rock. Perfect pitch rules. I love this note. This might be the best note that I've written all night long. If Phil Collins was a woman, he would sound like this. I think that might be the best note I've written all night. If Phil Collins was a woman, it would sound like this. Because really, who was clapping?
That was me and Denzel.
Yeah.
I think.
I didn't realize that.
Okay, awesome.
It was.
Because it was so... It was... no words. You always take my breath away, Aria. Keep on impressing me, girl. You go, girl. But I feel like you keep using all these strong songs. It's like, oh my god, she's using all these strong things. What happens, like, if she makes it, like, further in the competition? She needs a strong song, and she doesn't have any left. Like, you impress me, but you worry me at the same time. I have to have confidence that you can, like, make any song awesome.
That she has an arsenal already.
And I will cry the day that you come out with a non-epic song.
Aww.
I pray that I never reach that day.
Okay. Aria, this was amazing. I really like this, but like more than just like having being sung well and your harmonies were great, I really liked it because I didn't see this coming at all, Aria. Like, this was not a song I imagined you submitting for this week. So I was really surprised and I was excited because it was really good and it was not your usual style. Like, for me, like, I don't know about others, but like, I tend to typecast you in more ballady and real classical songs, but like, this was more upbeat and fun than your usual, and I really liked it, and I thought you suited the style really well. Good job. Yeah.
So we finally had a Tarzan song, which made me very happy. Aria, throughout the song, or at least in the beginning, you sound like you had a black woman's voice when you sing.
Is that racist? I don't know if that's
no, that's a good thing. My family believes that all black people can sing, so that's a good thing. And Aria knows how to mix harmonies, or at least self-harmonies, which is awesome, because as we've seen tonight, it wasn't as consistent with other people. Again, song choice was amazing, because nobody figured it out or would think it, and it was really good in the end. So, yes, that's all I have.
Up next is Captain of Squad Zero. I got it right for once, Ambi.
Safe behind these windows and these parapets of stone, gazing at the people down below me. All my life I watch them as I hide up here alone, hungry for the histories they show me. All my life I've memorized their faces, knowing them as they will never know me. All my life I wonder how it feels to pass a day not above them, but part of them. And out there living in the sun, give me one day out there. All I ask is one to hold forever.
there, where they all live unaware. What I'd give, what I dare, just to live one day out there. Out there amongst the millers and the weavers and their wives, through the roofs and gables I can see them. Every day they shout and scowl and go about their lives, heedless of the gift it is to be them. If I were in their skin, I'd cherish every instant out there, strolling by the sand. Taste the morning out there like ordinary men who freely walk about there just one day, and then I swear I'll be content with my share. Won't resent, won't despair, old and bent, I won't care. I'll have spent one day out there.
So that was Out There from Hunchback. I'll just forget that.
Notre Dame.
Notre Dame. I'm sorry. My accent is awful on this. So that was by Captain of Squad Zero.
Thank you.
Did I say that right?
Yes.
Yes. Awesome.
You hesitated, big fix.
You stumbled, but you
Captain of Squad Zero. Yeah. So this was another repeat from earlier tonight. But good thing for you that you submitted a lot later than me, Fred Bob, so it was a bit more refreshing for us to listen to. But getting back to you, I really like this Captain Squad of Zero. Compared to last week where you...
Ambi?
He said Squad of Zero again. Oh. Sorry.
Captain.
Let's call him Cat.
Captain. Compared to last week, Captain... where your tone was more like of a nasal sound, I can't quite remember, but like this one sounded much more natural, and I really like this a lot. I think you listened or tried to listen to our advice about your vibrato, because in the first half of this, in the first half of the song, I felt like your vibrato. Oh my gosh!
Vibrato
was in much more control than your last song. Like it. It didn't have that shaky, really fast quality to it. Although, in the second half of the song, when the notes got bigger and longer, I heard it kind of creeping back in. But for the most part, it was good for that. Energy-wise, when the music picked up for the first time, I thought it could have been a bit more. But, like, the second time the music picked up, I thought that pickup... you picked it up with it, and that was much better done. And by the ending, I really liked it. Like, your notes were big, and they were on key, and your energy was good for the song. And I really like your really long note at the end. So, I don't know about the other two, but I really like this, Captain of Squad Zero.
Thank you.
I liked it.
I'm going to have to agree with Jeffers. I actually do like this one as well, because it started out strong, and not in the sense I gave Maddie or Traviata, the fact that it actually started as a good strong. I have two words here, give and dare, I think. Like you were going, like
what
either
I
were
give,
two...
what I dare.
Yes, thank you. Well, I misspelled dare, that's why. Either you were going too deep with them or you're digging for those notes. I can't exactly remember what I was trying to write for that, but I do have those two words down. Quasimodo doesn't have the strongest of hero voices or protagonist voices. And I think he actually did better than the original in some parts.
Oh, snap.
Oh, wow.
Snap, that is a compliment.
I applaud you, Captain of Squad Zero.
You did have, like, I didn't actually have the note of Jeffers where your energy was low on one part or it didn't seem as up as it should have been. But I do love your emotional energy throughout the song. You got pitchy in some parts, but I can overlook that because, A, like I said, the original wasn't the best singer. And you had emotion and energy, and it just really, that really helped. I can overlook some pitchiness if it really helps the energy and emotion sometimes. But yeah, I like this one. Good job, Ambi.
All right, my first note, emotion, thank you. The thing that I found weird with your vibrato this week, because I've never found your vibrato, no, I did find your vibrato a little weird last week, but I didn't find it weird the week before. The thing I found weird with this week was you definitely controlled it better, but I found myself there were certain notes when I wanted the vibrato, but I wasn't getting it, and then there were other notes when I didn't want the vibrato, but I was getting it.
Mm-hmm.
Did that make sense?
Yeah, I kind of feel in the first half, too.
Especially in the first half. Yeah, there was a couple parts where I was like, ooh, this is really nice, but it'd be even better with vibrato on it. And then, like, three lines later, there'd be a part where, like, ooh, why is he singing vibrato on this? He should have sang vibrato three lines ago. So you're definitely doing better at controlling it. Now you need to learn where to use it and where not to use it. Mm-hmm. That's, like, the next step for you.
But thank you for taking our advice, yeah.
It's definitely an improvement, and you've taken our advice. And
that will help you along the way. That will help you along the way.
Yes, so you've made one steps now, and step complete. Now it's time to go into the next step. Now that you've learned, now that you know you have to control your vibrato, now it's time to put the vibrato where it belongs and hold it back where it doesn't belong. So awesome.
Yeah, but
it's a good progress.
All the notes are correct, and I believed you because this is such a hopeful song, and I believed your emotion with it, that whole wanting to get out there and see the world. I believed you. Thank you for making me believe.
Yeah, but this is good, Captain. Nice.
Yes.
Good improvement. And done?
Done.
Done.